Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Good news. If you're planning on dying soon, the CDC is reporting that life expectancy in the U.S. has risen to an average of 79 years old.
That still gets you, though, doesn't it?
Like, stings 79. A little bit. It's better for you. Females reached 81.4. Males, 76.5.
Okay.
And we just die sooner because...
Because you do stupid things.
You ladies make us want to die.
Oh, no. That's not it. We keep you in line.
Is that what you do?
Boy, you'd be like 65 if it weren't for us.
I feel like we're sick of the nagging all the time. And we're like, you know what? Enough's enough. I'm going to die.
Take me now.
Today's the day. I'm tired of being nagged at about not loading the dishwasher. You know what? I'll show you. I'll die.
Oh.
Take that.
You sure did, too.
Take that. Hot new trend out this morning. Katie, I'm wondering if you fall into this group. It's a new trend in music, and it's called Cigarette Mom Rock. Vernal Equinox.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it already. What is...
It's gritty. Female alt-rock from the 90s or 2000s.
Oh.
Vernal, put on some... Garbage.
Garbage. Okay.
Put on some like Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Like, I can dig that. I mean, there was definitely a time in my life when I had Jagged Little Pill on repeat, right?
Melissa Etheridge.
Melissa Etheridge.
Fiona Apple and Avril Lavigne.
The skater girl? Come on.
Gritty. She's gritty.
Who didn't love Avril?
Avril lover. Vernal Equinox loves her. If you guys are good, if we rap early, I can maybe sneak on an Atlantis song for all the moms out there.
Yes, we will all appreciate it.
If you're really good. Put on some Atlantis Morissette, yeah, bear. What else is going on? New Netflix show. It's a dating show coming out. It's coming out in March. It's called The Age of Attraction, and contestants range in age from 22 to 59. But nobody knows the true age as you're trying to date all these people.
I don't know if I, like...
It's a new version of Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Vernal, and I'm 22 years old, and I'm looking for love.
That's the thing. Do we know if they, like, can hear each other? Because, I mean, someone's voice can be a pretty good indicator.
No, they meet, they hang out, they just don't divulge their age.
So they get to see... But you can tell when someone's, like, in their 50s.
Yeah, but you got a guy who's in his 20s who's gone fully gray already. You don't know how old he is, right?
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
It's so funny. I dated a guy who was, like, younger, but he was fully gray, and I thought that would give me the confidence to be like, yeah, you're older than me, it's fine. But then he couldn't pay for his own gas, so there are places that it'll just peek out no matter what, you know?
Like, I was making you turn gray.
His true age will shine eventually, so I don't know if I could be down with that. I'd watch, though.
I know, it's kind of juicy. I kind of want to watch it.
Yes.
I'll give you one more thing. A woman's epic TikTok review of cream cheese has gone viral this morning. Her name is Janet Marie, and she's reviewing cream cheese. But the reason it's exploding is you got to go see the video. It's on her Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook. She's got a hairstyle that surrounds her face in the shape of a pumpkin. They're calling her Helmet Head.
Oh.
It's the most epic mom hair you are ever going to see. And, I mean, just listening to her is pretty delightful, too.
There's only one cream cheese you got to have with your bagel. Tempty. Right?
Oh.
It's so fluffy.
Yeah.
All right. I have to tell you, the comments on my cream cheese video had me choking. You guys.
Oh.
I mean, somebody even called me Helmet Head. What the frig? But I laughed out loud, literally. I love yous.
Her hair.
You see her
hair?
What
is that? Like, I'm trying to... What?
Huh?
Like, I'm trying to think of who she reminds me of, but there's just a bunch of people coming into my mind
Edna
right now.
From she looks like a cartoon character.
Yes,
yeah,
Edna
looks like
from
Edna.
The Incredibles, but with lighter hair. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Her.
What the freak?
Pretty good, huh?
Oh, that's fun.
So funny.
Makes me want to try that cream cheese, though.
That looks delicious.
It does look delicious.
Yeah. All right, what's the sports?
So this is funny news. Colorado University of Colorado has just landed a major commit from Bowling Green. He's a standout linebacker, and Deion Sanders grabbed him in the transfer portal. Last season, he had 120 tackles and 17 tackles for losses. This guy is amazing. But he is not going viral for that at all, Jeremy and Katie. He is going viral for his middle name.
Oh, this will be perfect. Come here, baby. Tell the world what your middle name is.
It is ESPN. Legal middle name.
Yeah. ESPN?
Yeah. ESPN.
That's it. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. I said ESPN, and he's like, no, it's literally pronounced ESPN.
He said, you playing football. Well, what are you liking or not?
His dad, I asked his daddy the story, and he was like, yeah, my wife was like kind of out of it, and they brought the birth certificate, and I just quick put his middle name in there. She was mad as
It is ESPN, named after the four-letter network, because his dad was such a huge fan of that, that when he was born, his mom was still kind of under all the medication yeah. going on. He took the birth certificate and wrote ESPN in the middle name section. That's what his mom said.
Poor mom.
Weird.
Poor mom.
His middle
poor
name mom. Is Gideon ESPN Lamprin.
Like, I love that,
on.
Though.
He was
funny.
Born to be a football player.
It reminds me of the Adam Sandler movie where he named his daughter Espen.
Yes.
Because he also loved the four-letter network yep. that much.
That's so good. Oh, I love it. So
crazy.
Look out for Gideon ESPN Lamprin this coming football season.
Right. Okay. Hey, I found this story and, oh my goodness, I laughed. A truck full of Coors Banquet spilling on the highway. Yeah, this happened. I know. A truck for the homies, guys. The crash happened at, it was Wednesday night, and so it was Highway 58, right where you get on to eastbound I-70, so right on the interchange there. The semi-truck blew a tire and tipped over, police said.
Lucky
so,
tire.
Yeah, I know, right? They said it took them about 5 hours to clear it, and the pictures, I'm sure you've seen them floating around on social media. They're a little sad for beer drinkers and quite
it's everywhere.
Shocking. It is
it
so
is
funny
everywhere.
To see a highway full of Coors Banquet. I mean, hundreds of beers and then dozens of kegs out on the highway.
Someone took one.
But
come
it
on.
Is the comments on the Wheatridge, dang it,
Wheatridge
PD's Facebook. So good. Like, would have been a 1 to 2 hour cleanup if you called me and the boys. And then... Is there still beer? Asking for a friend. And that's not a wreck. That's a party. So, yeah, it's pretty funny. If you go just read the comments.
What a bunch of drunks.
That'll keep you busy for a couple hours for sure. This news coming out yesterday as well. The Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, or the PRCA,
yeah.
they're going to move their headquarters from Colorado Springs to Wyoming. I know. I know a lot of people are not going to be happy about this in Colorado. The cowboy state, they're pretty ecstatic, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. They don't have a lot going on in Wyoming, so they're yeah. like, yes, bring a headquarters here, please. They're going to be building some new digs for the Cowboys Association, and there's also no state income tax there. So that's a big
okay.
reason
a
they're going to move it. That's going to happen in early 2029, so get ready. Hey, some roosters saved from drugs and rooster fights. That's making the news. Seriously, though, 17 roosters were found in Eagle County. A deputy there, I know, you can't even start it without laughing, but they pulled over a suspicious vehicle. In it, they found illegal drugs, a large amount of money, the roosters, and then blades and equipment consistent with rooster fighting. So
horrible.
It is horrible, but you're going to be happy to know that the roosters were brought to the Eagle County Animal Services, and then they helped safely remove those roosters and gave him a new start at DeZing's Rooster Sanctuary. Wait a minute. Danzig's Rooster Sanctuary. That's just
yes.
east of Denver. I know. There's actually a rooster sanctuary, and it's just east of the Mile High City. So if you want to go, you
never
know,
sleep in there.
Hang out.
How long till it turned into KFC?
No, it's a sanctuary.
Oh, okay,
they don't have
okay.
to worry about
okay.
that. But, yeah, I just like that there's a happy ending for those roosters because that's kind of sad, right?
It is sad.
I mean, they don't know any better.
I'm glad they got them.
They were just doing their job.
Yeah.
So now they get to have a happy
give me your
rooster
impression.
Life. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Perfect.
Is that good? Okay. And then.
Are you done? Oh.
Just a friendly reminder.
Okay.
Just a friendly reminder because Girl Scout cookies will go on sale on Sunday, the in-person sales.
Of course.
So when you see those Girl Scouts going up to the grocery store.
Run up to them.
Hanging out.
And look them right in the face and go.
No. You buy those cookies. Like, again, I will track down the Girl Scouts. They don't have to find me. I will find you, just so you know.